This is the Canadian Taxpayers Podcast, where we fight for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Franco Terrazano, the Federal Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, and I'm joined by two of my friends and colleagues. We've got Ryan Thorpe, our investigative journalist, and we've got Devin Drover, our in-house lawyer here at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. And folks, we've got a doozy of a show for you. We're going to get into some of the most outrageous spending from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. But before we do that, folks, we're heading back to court on behalf of taxpayers. So, Devin, why don't you explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so we are officially bringing a legal challenge against the CBC. Canadians have a right to know how their money's being spent, and that's what this lawsuit's all about. We're going to the CBC in federal court to compel them to release information that you as taxpayers have every right to see.
Well, there you have it, folks. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation is suing the CBC in federal court, demanding them to be upfront with you about how they spend your money. Now, Ryan, I'm going to loop you in here because the whole genesis of this, federal court challenge against the state broadcaster begins with an access to information request that you filed. So, Ryan, give us the breakdown of what's going on and what you were requesting from the state broadcaster.
For sure, yeah. So this all begins really in January of 2024. That's when I filed an access to information request. And what I was curious about was occasionally I would see ads from the CBC. I've seen stuff on social media before, even watching TV. And so I was just curious, okay, well, I wonder how much money they're spending on advertising, on promoting the CBC itself. The CBC is constantly going to the federal government and crying poor, saying it needs more money. So I was curious, how much of what you already have are you doing on spending on promotional materials and on ads? So that is what I requested. It was for the 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023 calendar years. And just to be very clear, because this is important, I was requesting aggregate data. So just how much in each year did you spend on advertising the CBC? In March, we got back records and they were almost entirely redacted. So there was none of the information we were after was revealed in these records. And because the CBC is trying to stonewall the release of this information, and particularly with some bogus arguments, in my opinion, in terms of how they're trying to justify this. And I'm sure Devin will get into that in more detail in a moment. As a result, we have no choice but to go to federal court over this issue because the CBC is refusing to give taxpayers transparency in terms of how it's spending our money.
Yeah, so listen here, folks, right? The CBC, okay, takes more than $1 billion from us taxpayers, from you, every single year, right? So they take your money and then they spend it on advertising, on essentially promoting themselves. And when Ryan and all taxpayers request information, like just a simple question, all right, you're spending our money. Well, how much of our money are you spending on advertising? The CBC is stonewalling that information. And that's why us at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation are taking them to court, are launching a legal challenge, because it's your money. You have a right to know how much and where they're spending your money on. Now, Devin, I want to bring you back in here. Let's talk about the legal details. Like, obviously, the CBC would have had to give some type of explanation as to why they're not releasing the details to the public. So, Devin, kind of explain at least the rationale the CBC is giving, and then just take a battering ram through that argument for us here.
Absolutely, Franco. So the CBC is trying to say that if taxpayers have this information, that if they see how much the CBC is spending on advertising every year, it will somehow hurt their competitive position, or it will hurt their ability it will hurt their economic interests. Folks, I don't know about you, but this is crazy to me. As Ryan mentioned, we're not looking for how much they bid on X contract or how much they bid on Y ad spot. We're looking for the big picture, the number figure. You'd have to be a business whiz to somehow see the CBC spends X million dollars on advertising per year, and thus, you know, we'll be able to do a better job than them. There will be no impact to the CBC if this information is released, but yet they're holding it back. And not only that, not only is it their rationale bogus, in my opinion, and I look forward to arguing this in court. It doesn't matter. Even if an exemption under the Access Information Act applies, there is still a public interest override that can apply, which means if even if it may hurt their competitive position, there's a provision in the act that allows courts to go beyond that and say, well, the public has a right to access this information. It's in the public's interest. This information is out there, so let's release it. And I think that's absolutely the case here. So notwithstanding the CBC's bogus application of a exemption in this case, we have a circumstance where the CBC is very much a hot topic issue right now. We have Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre saying that he wants to defund the CBC. You have the Liberal government who just a few days ago announced they want to nearly double funding for the CBC. The CBC is in the spotlight right now. And without this information, without, you know, answering simple questions, being transparent about funding, Canadians aren't able to be informed on the CBC and cast their vote accordingly. So, you know, this lawsuit is not just about advertising expenditures. It's not just about one particular thing. It's about ensuring that Canadians know how the CBC is spending their money so they can be informed when they choose how to vote in the next election and, you know, whether or not they think the CBC is spending their money wisely and whether or not it should be defunded. So it's, you know, it's absolutely wild that it's had to go this far. You know, it was put to me yesterday. What do you say about the people who, you know, think the CBC now needs to incur costs to hire lawyers to fight back against this lawsuit? There's an easy way to not incur costs to fight lawyers. They could just disclose it to begin with, and we wouldn't be in this racket. So it's just wild, Franco. It's wild.
Yeah, you know, the CBC doesn't mind taking your money. But apparently, they do mind telling you how they spend your money. Well, guess what, folks? We're not going to stand for that, okay? They want to take your money, then they better be upfront, honest, and transparent with you about how they spend it. And that's why we are launching this legal challenge in the federal court against the CBC, because we're just not going to stand for it. And you know what? If the CBC doesn't want to be upfront, honest, and transparent with you, I've got a solution. Stop taking taxpayers' money. That simple, okay? Just defund the CBC, we wouldn't have this problem. Now, Ryan, I want to bring you back in here because it's funny, to really nobody's surprise, this isn't the first time that the government has tried to stonewall us and stonewall you from getting information on how they spend our money, right? And we've launched a legal challenge in the past before. I think you know what I'm talking about. So why don't you just give our listeners and our viewers here some more background on some of the silly things the government has tried to stonewall us from getting information.
Yeah, absolutely. So one that immediately comes to mind, and this was, you know, fairly high profile not too long ago, was when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian delegation went over to London, England, for the Queen's funeral. And as the expenses for that trip started to trickle out, we learned that someone in the federal government spent $6,000 per night on a hotel room.
Who could
So,
that
yeah,
have been?
everyone knew it was Trudeau, right? But you know, knowing that in kind of the abstract or having a good guess or a good hunch is one thing. It's another thing to prove it, and we wanted to prove it. So we filed an access to information request. We sought the name of the individual who billed taxpayers for a $6,000 per night luxury hotel room. What the government did in this case was they wrote down Justin Trudeau's name and then they blacked it out and gave us a redacted record. So that was another case where, yet again, we had to file a legal challenge against the federal government in order to get basic transparency when it comes to the use of taxpayer funds. There's another one that comes to mind in regards to the CBC. So here at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, we have been beating the drum pretty consistently on bonuses at the CBC. And we've been able to show, with access to information records, how much money the CBC is handing out and rubber stamping in bonuses every year, and it's tens of millions of dollars. But what we still don't know is how much of that bonus money is going to the senior executive team. So that would be Catherine Tait, although she's no longer there, and six other senior executives at the CBC. Well, the CBC is refusing to disclose this information. They don't think, apparently, taxpayers have a right to know how much of our money they're giving out in the form of bonuses to their senior executives, which is just absolutely unacceptable. And so that was another case where the CBC has tried to stonewall the release of this information, and we've been forced to launch a legal challenge. So there's a pattern across broader federal government, but also at the CBC itself, where it's just they don't think they have to answer to taxpayers.
Hey, and Ryan, finish the story on our legal challenge against the government trying to block everyone from knowing who stayed in that $6,000 per night hotel room, right? Like, finish the story. What ended up happening there?
Yeah, that's a good point, because I actually think it's quite telling in terms of how the federal government often operates. So we launched this legal challenge. The federal government knew it was going to lose this case, right? They had no leg to stand on. In fact, what they cited as the reason for the redaction in this case was they pointed to personal information. Well, that doesn't hold water. You're spending taxpayer funds. This isn't, you know, a personal concern at that point, right? The other thing was that they had cited security concerns, that if they revealed who stayed in the $6,000 per night luxury hotel room, somehow security would be impacted. But like, obviously, you know, the Queen's funeral had already happened. You know, no one was
months earlier. Yeah, months earlier.
It was a moot point. So they knew they were going to lose. So what did they do? They kicked the can down the road by redacting the records. They knew they had a legal challenge that was ongoing that they were going to lose. And so they waited until former U.S. President Joe Biden came to Ottawa for an official visit. So everyone was focused on that. And while that was going on, they leaked the fact that it was Trudeau who stayed in the hotel room to the Canadian press, because they knew people would be distracted. It was a classic bad news dump. And that just shows the level of transparency that the government operates with. It's really just, you know, kind of disdain for taxpayers and their right to know how our money is being spent.
Yeah. And let me just drill down on like just the continuous examples of bogus reasons for why the government hides this information from you. Right. Like Ryan pointed out that months after months after Trudeau stayed in that $6,000 per night luxury suite in London, England, months after, the government was still pointing to security concerns on why they couldn't release that information to Canadians. Like, was the government worried about the Terminator going back in time to the London hotel? Like, come on, that is so bogus. And it just goes to show that there weren't legitimate concerns. No, the government, the prime minister's office just wanted to drag the puck for a long amount of time so that Trudeau wouldn't pay a political price for wasting your money to the tune of $6,000 a night to stay in a luxury hotel suite that you paid for. Now, folks, I teed it off the top. I'm going to tee it up a little bit later. I do want to transition from this legal challenge against the CBC that the Canadian Taxpayers Federation brought forward to some crazy spending from Trudeau. But Devin, we've got you on the line here. So I do want to ask you, hey, what's going on with this capital gains tax fight in the federal court that we launched a couple weeks ago? Can you just give us an update? Are we still fighting that? What's going on?
Absolutely. So the fight is still ongoing. You know, they did defer enforcement of the capital gains tax until next year. And that's because of our supporters hammering the federal government and showing them that taxation without representation is not acceptable in Canada. But the fight is still ongoing. The last we heard just yesterday, we were informed that the CRA's legal counsel intends to challenge the hearing of this. They think, oh, well, we've changed the decision. It should no longer be heard. All is well. And we're going to fight back aggressively against that. It's not about the enforcement of this tax and whether or not it's going to happen this year or next year. It's about the principle. And the principle is no taxation without representation. So we're still aggressively pursuing this in federal court, looking forward to having our day in court this year to argue that what the CRA was doing is wrong and they cannot do it to Canadians again.
Oh, I love it. Yep. Set the precedent. Love it. And folks, like, I just want to say thank you to our Canadian Taxpayers Federation supporters, right? Because I would say already been successful legal challenge against this undemocratic and illegal capital gains tax hike, right? That a week later, after we launched this legal challenge, the federal government backed away from the capital gains tax hike. So, you know, saving Canadians billions of dollars this year alone. But look, like that legal fight in the federal court and this new legal fight in the federal court against the CBC. Like, none of that could happen without your support. So I just truly want to say thank you to everyone out there who follows along and who helps us fight here at the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. And, you know, without further ado, Ryan, I've been teasing it. What did you just dig up about how Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is blowing our tax dollars? Come on.
Yeah, so what we found out, again, we filed some access to information requests, and I was curious how much Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was billing Canadian taxpayers for his groceries. And thankfully, we were able to get some of the answers. So over a two-year period, Trudeau stuck taxpayers with a bill for nearly $160,000 for his groceries. So in 2022-23, Trudeau billed taxpayers for $81,000. And in 2021-2022, it was $76,000. Now, in total, Trudeau actually spent close to $190,000. He reimbursed some of those costs with taxpayers on the hook for 83% of them. Now, and I also kind of want to do some comparisons here to really drive home just how outrageous this is. $81,000 on groceries in the most recent year we have records for. The average Canadian worker makes about $70,000 a year. So that means Trudeau spent more money on his household food expenses than what the average Canadian makes in an entire year.
And bill taxpayers for that amount, right? Yes. Like, not yes. him, not money out of his pocket. That 81 grand in one year alone, which as you point out, Ryan, is more than the average Canadian worker. That was the bill that Trudeau sent to taxpayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing is that I looked to try and find a comparison for these 2 years we have records for. Well, what was the average Canadian spending on groceries? So I took a look at the Canada Food Price Report. The average Canadian family spent about $30,000 on groceries during those 2 years. Trudeau, meanwhile, nearly $160,000. On a weekly basis, the average Canadian family spends about $300 on groceries. Trudeau was spending $1,500. And the crazy thing about this is that he's sticking taxpayers with the bill. Trudeau is very well compensated. He makes more than 400 grand a year, which is nearly six times more than the average Canadian does, right? And then he turns around and sticks taxpayers with his personal grocery bill, despite the fact he lives in a taxpayer-funded mansion. He's billing taxpayers for, you know, fancy food and the high life whenever he's jet-setting around the world on our dime. And this is just a yet another way in which he's sticking struggling Canadians with the bill so he can enjoy the life of luxury.
Devin, I know, like, this story was mostly me and Ryan digging this up, right? Like, 81 grand in 1 year alone on Trudeau's household food expenses billed to the taxpayers. The year before that, it was 76 grand billed to the taxpayers for groceries. I know, like, me and Ryan have been kind of working on this story in a silo. So I just want to get, like, your hot take after hearing this information.
Well, hot take, Franco. It's absolutely insane. I can't even fathom spending that much on groceries. Like, you'd have to try to rack up a bill like that. It seems like something you'd see in a game show when somebody, you know, is told they have 5 minutes to load up their cart with as many things as possible and it's free. You couldn't do that in a Canadian grocery store and spend as much as Trudeau spends in a week. It's absolutely insane. And the only silver lining to this story at all is the fact we're actually able to get this information from the government that does all they can to hide this stuff from us. So great work, guys. It's a huge story. I'm glad taxpayers now get to know this.
Yeah, and hey, I just want to make a point, everyone. Like, you know, every now and then we'll crack a smile or make a joke, and it's not because we don't understand, you know, how infuriating it is. Like, we know, especially given the context, like, we've seen and heard stories of food banks, record usage and record lineup at food banks. Like, and we understand, like, how hard people are struggling. I mean, sometimes, like, we just got to mock these people, right? Because, like, they can take outrage, but they have a hard time with their big, important egos being mocked. And so that's kind of why we're, you know, the happy warriors here. I mean, another reason is just, like, sometimes when we're dealing with this information, like, sometimes we just got to crack a smile or we're just going to cry, because, like, we're dealing with just, like, an absolute abuse of taxpayers' money all the time. Now, with that being said, Ryan, there is a little bit of nuance here, and there's also a bit of a huge transparency issue around this taxpayers being billed for the prime minister's household food expenses. So, Ryan, can you explain the nuance and the real transparency issue that's going on here?
Absolutely, yeah. So when I filed the access to information request, what I sought and what I explicitly asked for was the spending on Trudeau's personal groceries, right? That's what I was interested in. What they gave me back in the records was they said, here's the money we spent on Trudeau's personal household groceries, as well as spending on food related to government events that are held at the prime minister's residence. And they lumped all of this in to one pile. So the transparency concern there is quite obvious, which is we technically don't know just how much of this money went to Trudeau's personal grocery expenses and how much of it maybe went to catering or, you know, buying groceries for some sort of an event that they would be holding at Rideau Cottage where Trudeau lives. I mean, the easy solution would be to break out this information and track it separately, right? It is one thing for the prime minister to bill taxpayers for food at some sort of official government event. It is entirely another thing for him to be hitting taxpayers with outrageous bills for his own personal grocery expenses, right? Everyone else in Canada has to buy their own groceries. And so I think what the government is doing here is kind of purposefully lumping this information together in order to make it less transparent and make it harder for taxpayers to know just how much of Trudeau's personal groceries we're actually on the hook for.
Yeah. I think that analysis is absolutely spot on. Well, with that, folks, Ryan, let's just stick with you. Let's just hop right into our taxpayer pro tip and wrap up the show here. So, Ryan, what's your taxpayer pro tip?
Yeah, it's a good transition because it's actually on the same topic. Here's a crazy idea. How about the prime minister pays for his own personal groceries, like everyone else in the country? So my taxpayer pro tip goes out to anyone of any party who wants to be the next prime minister, commit publicly that you are not going to stick taxpayers with the bill for your own personal groceries. We need a policy change here. I think it's one that the vast majority of Canadians would support. And I think anyone who wants to be the next prime minister of Canada should come out and do this publicly.
Very good. Very good. Devin, what's yours?
My taxpayer pro tip is very easy. It's very simple based on the discussion we have. It shouldn't be shocking. Instead of wasting money fighting taxpayers in court, be transparent about what you're spending or how you're spending, what you're spending on, how you're spending, and where it's getting spent. This is very simple. So politicians, don't be afraid to be transparent with taxpayers. And quite honestly, if you're spending money on something that you're afraid of people finding out about, maybe you shouldn't spend it to begin with. So that's my taxpayer pro tip. Be transparent.
You're here. Okay, mine's going to be a little bit different. And mine's going to go out to our audience, our CTF supporters, and it's on tariffs. And I worry, you know, this tariff war, tariff threats, I worry that this is going to be around for a little while and that we're going to have to deal with this. And, you know, I understand the feeling of like when someone hits you to hit back, like I understand that emotion. But at the end of the day, remember that when your government imposes a tariff, whether it's initially a tariff or a retaliatory tariff, regardless, that is a tax on you that hurts your own business and makes your life more expensive, right? So for example, when the US imposes tariffs, that is a tax that is imposed on American businesses and passed on to American consumers through higher prices. And the converse is true, right? When the government of Canada imposes a tariff, that is a tax on Canadian businesses that hurts also Canadian workers and Canadian consumers because of higher prices. So look, like if the US wants to be smacking tariffs on goods coming in from other countries, that's going to hurt Americans. And that's where the pressure against the tariffs will ultimately come from. And the same thing, right, is like, remember, if your friend does something silly, it doesn't mean you should do something silly. And it definitely doesn't mean that the government should be imposing an extra tax on its own citizens. And that's exactly what a tariff is. A tariff is just another form of tax and another form of government intervening in our own economy. Now, with all of this debate that I think is going to be around in the next probably couple months around tariffs, I think there's three thoughts that come to mind on how Canada should respond to any type of tariff from another country. Number one, cut taxes and cut red tape. Okay, Canada's economy is not firing on all cylinders because governments are overtaxing us, overregulating us, and not letting job creators build massive projects here in Canada. That has to stop. Number two, stop the massively wasteful spending, especially in Ottawa. We couldn't afford it before. We certainly can't afford it now. And number three, you know, I'm very skeptical that a tariff will work. Very, 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 very. In fact, it's not going to work, right? However, I am sure that any tariff imposed by the Canadian government will make life more expensive for Canadians. You know what will work? Cutting taxes here in Canada and cutting red tape here in Canada. Anyways, folks, that's my little TED talk on tariffs. I just really want to plant that seed with all of you. I know we're facing some tough economic times, but look, I just don't think any new tax is a solution to tough economic times. With that, folks, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Devin. Thank you to everyone who's listening or watching. And folks, head over to taxpayer.com. Join the growing army of taxpayers fighting back against higher taxes, government waste, and pushing for government accountability. Head over to taxpayer.com where you can stand up and be heard.